In the state of Florida, there are somewhere in the neighborhood of 12 or 1,300 golf courses, more golf courses than any other state. There's a guy named Glenn Berger who, like a handful of other people, retrieves golf balls from the water hazards at golf courses. Hey, Glenn, how long have you been doing this?
About 9 years now.
About 9 years. And this is a pretty specialized field that you're in, right?
It's very niche.
Very niche.
That's putting it lightly.
So how many golf balls, when do you know to go and you know, okay, the pond's getting full, better call Glenn. Is that how it works?
I have about 32 golf course contracts now.
And this is
we keep them on general rotation.
And this is your full-time job?
Yes.
The problem with, yeah, it's nice that Florida has all these golf courses, but it also has a lot of alligators.
Yeah, it's something I really don't like to talk about, but, you
well,
know.
Well, let's talk about that. how often do you encounter an alligator when you're having to retrieve the golf balls?
Depends upon what you mean by encounter.
Well, I'll let you're the expert. I'll let you
see them.
Do I see them?
Yeah.
I try not to see them. I have an assistant that goes to the course with me.
Mm-hmm.
And the assistant,
he sees them, and I try not to see them. But you know, now 99% of the time, I don't see them or encounter them at all.
They keep to themselves.
Yes, they float about 10 yards away as I move underwater.
Okay.
But that one in 1,000 times, as soon as I get in the water, they will come straight over and they'll dive down and bump my tank usually with their nose and then surface to kind of figure out what I am.
So to make sure you're not food.
So you've never been bitten so far?
I've been bumped. I've been bumped in the butt. I would say I've been bitten, but nothing actually punctured.
Okay. And how many golf balls?
There's been other things that have occurred.
Such as?
Well, maybe it was about 3 years ago. I was kind of working up on the bank.
Uh-huh.
So I was somewhat out of the water, but in the water still. And the alligator tried to mate with me, or at least I think.
You think it did.
So he got on my back.
Okay.
And I think got tangled up in my gear on my back.
Doesn't buy you dinner, no drinks, no movie. He's just all over you.
Just jump in, right.
Was this a job that you took over or a business that you created?
Well, this business has been around for 30 or 40 years. I just stumbled upon it. And
you just do it. You do it better than anyone else.
Oh, I don't know if I do it better than anybody else, but I make a living. So,
how much do you get a ball?
Or do you sell them by the pound? Anywhere from 5 cents to $2 a ball.
And when you put on all your scuba gear, what do you get? A half hour, an hour per tank, or something like that?
I get about 1 hour and 15 out of a tank.
Okay, and generally speaking, you go under and come back up with how many golf balls?
Well, I have a mesh bag around my waist that holds maybe 700 balls. So I've had, I've maxed out at 3,500 balls an hour, but I average 1,500 balls an hour.
You know how many balls I have in my bag?
we don't even want to know, Dwyer.
No, I got like 24 I bring with me. Oh, Beth, you're sick! Oh, you know what? This is. I'm sorry you had to hear that, Glenn. That is,
well, you know, it's so much easier. I can just meet you at the course, and you can give me the balls.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? And the way I golf, that probably would work the best.
So, have you had people specifically hire you to go and retrieve a particular ball, or I'm thinking more like a golf club that they threw in anger into a water hazard?
I've got golf clubs. Somebody had me pick up their golf bag that they decided to throw the entire bag in.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's something you think of and you go, ooh, I shouldn't have done that.
Around here in Florida, we have so many old people that really shouldn't be driving anything like a golf cart.
Right.
And it happens a lot that they simply drive the cart in the water. So then we have to go pull out the entire cart.
So what do? You just take a cable and you dive down, hook it up?
I'll dive down and they'll bring a loader up with a cable and we'll attach it and pull it out.
How deep a water is it in?
Usually no more than 15.
Okay. I was going to say, I didn't think that.
And we had, maybe last year, I think we had a purse that floated away.
Yeah.
With all the valuables and the keys, and I was able to find it in black water, which was really surprising.
And what do you do? Just take a net and start scooping around, or?
It's all bare hands.
That's it, huh?
So I have enough weight to keep me on the bottom. I'm essentially on all fours, moving my hands back and forth, whether I can see or not.
Your website, bustinballs.com, does that have anything to do with golf, or is that something else?
I went to my dentist so many years ago, and I said, I'm trying to think of a website name. And he said, my customers come in here all the time, and they say, my wife is always busting my balls when I want to play golf. So your website name should be Busting My Balls.
That's
a little risque, but it's catchy.
That guy's the funniest dentist in all of Florida, isn't he?
There you go.
And Glenn is the funniest ball retriever to follow. You guys must be a hoot outside out on a fishing trip.
So what do you do? You sell them through your website, or does the golf course let you set up a shop where people can buy them right there?
Everything's through the website. So I compensate the golf course to allow me to get all the golf balls out of the water.
Mm-hmm. All right, but they're exclusive to you. They don't give some teenager who got his scuba diving merit badge the opportunity to come and grab all the golf balls.
No, we set up a contract, insurance, all the nice stuff.
All right,
but there are those people that think they can do it. Think they can brave the alligators and the snakes and the turtles and the fish, run into your mask as you're down there. But
so do you got a knife or anything just in case?
No, I know people who had those things. One guy suggested I bring a gun.
A gun underwater.
A spear gun.
but I know people who have been bitten that had had knives.
Yeah,
and if your arm is being bitten, how are you going to reach the knife?
Amen to that.
And then I'm worried if I have a knife and I start swinging it, now I'm going to cut the hoses that access my air.
Then you got real problems.
That's going to be a lot worse.
So, all right, you've talked me out of it. I was going to give up this and start recovering golf balls, but I'm out.
Who was the golfer that lost his hand to an alligator? Chubbs.
from Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. Yes.
So, I mean, there are risks obviously involved.
All right, Glenn from bustinballs.com. Thanks, dude.
Okay, thank you.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
Bye.